This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I call your attention to James chapter 5. In the New Testament, near the end of the Bible, James chapter 5, James chapter 5, the reading begins at verse 1. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth. And the cries of them which have reaped or entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. James chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, please use this time, use this message, use this worship period, whenever it is presented for the hearing of others. Use it to your great and magnificent glory and to the good of the hearers. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the blessed Holy Ghost, with specificity, in the precious, matchless, almighty name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Rise up from your hiding place. Rise up from your hiding place. This, our topic, our theme, our subject. Rise up from your hiding place. If you are a Christian, you should know that there are hiding places for Christians. We hide in the Lord. Psalm 91 talks about hiding places, and we ought to be careful to keep ourselves in the secret places that the Lord places us. And yet there are hiding places that are not of God. Those are hiding places of fear because of a lack of faith. If you're in the secret place where the Lord has placed you, you be sure not to remove yourself from there. But if you're in a hiding place because of fear based on a lack of faith, according to the will of God, you ought to rise up from your hiding place. Why should I rise up from my hiding place where I've placed myself because of fear and lack of faith, Reverend? Because you have power that you are not using. And God wants to do things through you that you, because of your lack of faith and because of your excessive fear, are not allowing him to do. And therefore, you're not being for the Lord as productive as you could be and as productive as he wants you to be. And so if you're in a hiding place of fear and a hiding place of lack of faith against the will of God, rise up from your hiding place. Yes, there are reasons to hide. James chapter 5 starts out with a strong rebuke of rich. The rich who abuse the poor. The rich who don't pay the poor what they deserve. The rich who take almost all for themselves and give just a little bit to those who actually went out and did the work. In James chapter 5, in the first few verses, we find that God is against those rich until such time as they repent, and many of them will not repent. That is the great tragedy of wrongdoers. They have at their disposal deliverance from their ungodly state and deliverance from their damnation and deliverance from eternal death, but they refuse to repent of their evil doings and receive the deliverance that Almighty God Himself is willing to give them. And so they pit themselves against God, having no idea what they are doing. The epitome of idiocy is to pit oneself against God. You would do much better pitting yourself against a bear, against a lion, against a hurricane, against a tornado, against an earthquake. But to pit yourself against God is the most foolish of all foolish activities. Yet there are those who have risen up and have become rich. The Bible even talks of rich men who are holding back and not doing for others what they should through fraud. And we see a lot of that. You make $30 million a year while the entire world's economy is on the brink of destruction, and you are not a Christian and you are not obeying God, and you are taking home $30 and $50 million a year. You need to look at that. There may be something wrong, and I am not in a position to cast ultimate judgment on it. But you need to look at that, and particularly if you do not know Almighty God. And whether you make $30 or $50 million a year, or whether you make zero a year, if you do not know Almighty God, you are in great distress, even though you don't realize it. You're already in the danger zone, and the only rescue is repentance to Almighty God. And so, those of you who are rich and continue to reap down at the expense of those who actually bring it in. Now, if you are being fair and honest and honorable, and you make $100 million a year, and that's God's will, then that's God's business and your business, and I have nothing to say about that except hallelujah. But if you are making it against the will of God, the Bible talks about the God of Sabaoth, the God who is God. You should read in James chapter 5, verse 4, "Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped or entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth." Some of you rich people did not know that. Those people that you are taking advantage of. You see, I didn't realize what you rich people say about us until I had a big job in a big company. I believe at that time it was the biggest company in the entire world. And there were some upper crust boys and girls in that company, in the same unit I was in the same school I was in, and they were preparing to become future leaders of that big company. And oh, they acted nice toward us, and we were all on the same plane. Till one day we were somewhere, perhaps just socializing, and one of those rich boys made a comment that really stuck in my craw. We were talking, and I don't recall exactly what the subject was, but he mentioned the word smuck, S-M-U-C-K, S-M-U-C-K, and his phrase was some smuck, or some dumb smuck, or at least he said some smuck. And that let me know that he was talking about people who were from my class on earth. People who were from the rural areas, the poor people. People who were not rich. And it let me know that rich people refer to us as smucks and many other names. Those of you who are rich, that's how some of you look on us. To you, we are just smucks doing your dirty work. Let me tell you, according to James, the cries of us smucks are coming into the ears of the God of Sabaoth. If you do not believe it, read James chapter 5, verse 4. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped or enter into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. That is Almighty God. Christians, rise up out of your ungodly hiding places. Rise up out of those places where you are hiding because of ungodly fear and because of a lack of faith. Rise up and shake yourself and realize whose you are, first of all, and realize that because of whose you are, then realize who you are. And you can shout hallelujah, for you belong to Almighty God. James tells us to be patient, to take as an example the prophets. They had to be patient. And you rise up and you only move when God says move. And then if you have problems or any sick or any happy, we're told what to do. Nowhere are we told to sing rock and roll songs. But if we have joy, if we're rejoicing, we are specifically told to sing psalms. P-S-A-L-M-S. There's rock and roll satanic music that some of you are into and you're calling yourselves Christians. It is ungodly. You are commanded in James chapter 5 exactly what kind of music to sing. You are to sing psalms. P-S-A-L-M-S. Where is that, Reverend? That's in James chapter 5, verse 13. James chapter 5, verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. P-S-A-L-M-S. And there you have your marching orders concerning the music you are to sing. Verse 14. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. You have so much power as a Christian. All this nuclear power and all this military power, the people who are in those organizations think they have. They have no kind of power like you have. You have the power to raise your hand and speak a word and cause an earthquake. I guarantee you, you don't believe that. Your faith is weak. You have the power to raise your hand and say, God, move yourself on your throne. And God, in his own infinite wisdom, will do whatever he decides to do. You don't know what power you have, Christian. You need to rise up out of your hiding place and speak the words. You need to loose Almighty God on this ungodly generation. You need to loose Almighty God. Well, Reverend, I thought we were here to save people. We are. And we ought to get saved as many as will accept Jesus Christ our Lord. But upon those who will not hear us, and who are reprobate, and who are determined to destroy us, we need to pray for them. And when they totally refuse to hear the word of God, we ought to loose upon them the power of God through God himself, not through ourselves. You see, when you loose God, he is a just God. He is perfect. He never makes a mistake. But a lot of times, he's just waiting for us to cry out to him, to loose him, When we loose him upon our enemies, he knows exactly what to do. He has many remedies, from saying, stop beating heart, stop breathing lungs, stop walking feet, lay down body and never get up again. God has all kinds of solutions. And I'm not talking about being mean. I'm talking about trusting God to know what to do. You don't have to tell God what to do. All you have to say is, God, such and such is the situation. Handle it, Lord. Handle it, Lord. You have to release God into these situations. If people are doing things to you, you need to take words and go before God and say, God, you see what they're doing to me. Handle it, Lord. Handle it, Lord. You say, I don't believe it, Paige. Well, read on down here in James chapter 5 and see what they say about the power of a man who was just like us. James chapter 5, verse 17. James chapter 5, verse 17. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. I tell you, Christian, rise up out of your hiding place. You have power that you have no idea you have. How do you know it, Paige? Because the Bible is true. And because the Bible says Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. And so we have empirical, we have experiential proof. We have proof that Almighty God worked through Elias. For Elias prayed and no rain came for 3 years and 6 months. How many months is that? 3 years, 1 year is 12 months, 2 years, 24 months, 3 years of 36 months. I believe 3 years and 6 months is 42 months. 42 months, no rain on the earth because one righteous man prayed. A righteous man who was subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed, and it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months, and then the man prayed, and then it rained. Do you need scientific evidence that Christians have power? Rise up out of your hiding place. Rise up out of your hiding place of fear. Rise up out of your hiding place of unbelief. Rise up out of your ungodly hiding place and pray. Pray, 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 pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and this is Light to Guide Our Feet, the 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. Pray, 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 pray until God does something that the entire world will rise up and take note of, because a man of God prayed, because a woman of God prayed. Hallelujah. Amen.